Welcome to Vegetarianism,
the noble way of living.
I'm Stella, and I'm here with the band Truth on Earth. This is Kylie, Serena, and Tess. And we want to make for you today one of our favorite vegetarian Valentine's Day meals. We already have started an onion, half of an onion, sauteing in the pan. Kylie's going to go over and watch that. And Serena and Tess are cutting up some red peppers and yellow peppers. I'm going to finish up here with our vegan chicken. And actually, any kind of vegan chicken product that you like will work just fine in this dish. It's one of the reasons why we like it so much, too, besides it tasting so good. We're going to add the peppers to the onions and just saute that for a little bit. We don't want the peppers to get too soft. We like them to be nice and crispy. Once we have this going, we're just going to add in the chicken, the vegan chicken, of course. And we want that to get browned up a little bit. I'm going to turn it on fairly high. Kylie's going to stir it around. And when that's almost done, we're going to add our favorite barbecue sauce. Of course, any barbecue sauce that you like will work well. Starting to look a little dry, so I'm just going to add a little bit of our vegan soy butter that we like. This will help to really get it browned up too.
Going great.
Looking good. Are you guys hungry?
Very.
Almost ready.
Smells so good.
Looks pretty good.
Ready for the sauce?
Looks like it.
I'm just going to put enough barbecue sauce on it to coat. And actually, when you get to this point, you can shut off the heat. Want to stir that, guys? What do you think? Do we need more?
Maybe a little bit more.
Okay. How's that? More?
Sure, why not?
That'll about do it. Okay.
Smells so good.
Serve it up.
Looks really good.
We like to eat this meal with a salad and with rice. We eat salad with almost every meal. We love fresh salads, that's for sure. And this is it. We hope that you get a chance to make this vegan barbecue chicken dinner that we love so much. We'll be right back after this brief message. Kylie and I will show you how to make a gorgeous dessert to go with a vegan barbecue chicken. You are watching Supreme Master Television. Homemade chocolate cups. with vanilla ice cream and homemade berry sauce to go on top. It is so good. This is one of the most perfect desserts to make for Valentine's Day. So I'm Stella, and I'm here with Kylie from Truth on Earth.
Hello.
And she's going to show you how to make these really, really cool chocolate cups.
And it looks very fancy.
Very.
Now, I have a very small inflatable balloon, and what I'm going to do is dip it in the chocolate.
Now, this chocolate, she actually melted in the microwave for little periods of time, at like maybe 15 seconds at a time, and stirred it just to make sure that it doesn't burn. You want to always do it for a short period of time. Simply just dip the balloon in the chocolate.
Just like that. Now I already have some that have been freezing in the freezer for about an hour.
It's really important to make sure that the chocolate is very, very hard.
Then it doesn't melt all over you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is take a knife, pop it. Same with this one. Now sometimes the balloons can get stuck in the chocolate a little bit, but it's very easy to pull it out.
Just very gently pull it out.
Now we're going to take these and put them in our dishes.
And we're going to start the berry sauce, too.
Correct. Now, over here, I have vegan organic sugar and a few tablespoons of water. Now, you just want to let that simmer. It takes a few minutes until all the sugar has dissolved.
It's important to keep stirring it as well. This is called making a simple syrup.
You just want to keep that on low for a few minutes. Now you turn it on high for just a few seconds.
Do you want it to boil?
You just let it
come to a boil.
Come to a boil, and then you turn it down. As you can see, pretty much all of the sugar has now dissolved. And now we shut it off. And then we put all of our berries in.
Raspberries. Today we're using raspberries, currants, and strawberries. You can put any kind of berries that you want. Even blueberries would work. We wanted to keep everything red today for Valentine's Day.
And it's also really pretty. And now it's done. Now we take it back to our chocolate cups. Mom, would you like to start scooping the vanilla ice cream out?
Sure.
Perfect. Now I take a little bit of each berries, and this kind of melts the ice cream a little bit.
And the chocolate too.
Right.
Get some raspberries on there. Looks good.
All right.
It's a little mint for decoration.
Bon appetit.
Should we try it?
Sure.
Wow, looks great.
It's really good.
The perfect thing for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living,
Mom and I will share with you another recipe that's perfect for your sweet Valentine and loved ones. Vegan mini chocolate cake hearts with buttercream icing. Yum! And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. May the sweet morsels of life be savored with smiles and delight.
Rock out with us at truthonearth.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.